Como News Network, AM 1000.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Obama trying to keep the pressure on jobs. The president used his weekly address to prod Congress to pass his nearly $500 billion jobs bill.
It will create new jobs. It'll cut taxes for every worker and small business in the country, and it will not add to the deficit. It will be paid for.
But in the Republican address, Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam said there are already jobs bills the GOP has passed the president could look at.
He can call on the Democrat-led Senate to pass the dozen or so jobs bills we passed in the House and ones that are on their way.
Word of tentative agreement on a four-year contract between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. It comes after 2 years, comes 2 years after bankruptcy and a taxpayer bailout. It's expected to include signing bonuses instead of hourly wage hikes. Next up, GM's competitors.
General Motors took the lead in the auto contract talks, and the settlement becomes the framework for more intensive negotiations at Ford and Chrysler. GM had the opportunity to find advantages over its competitors by coming in first. Ford and Chrysler will now try to make changes to fit their own needs, especially in factory work rules and profit-sharing formulas to tie compensation with company performance.
ABC's Dick Hafner in Detroit. Public health officials in Colorado say listeria-tainted cantaloupe that killed four people and sickened two dozen has been traced to Jensen Farms in that state, which recalled the suspect melons. And Public Health Department Executive Director Dr. Chris Urbina says more cases may turn up.
Listeria is a common bacteria in the soil, and it's usually associated with processed meats, deli meats, unpasteurized cheese. So it's unusual to see it in cantaloupe, but that investigation continues.
When he was elected to the U.S. Senate from Illinois in 1966, moderate Republicans like Chuck Percy were falling out of favor. Percy has died in Washington after battling Alzheimer's. He was 91. You're listening to ABC News.
And good morning to you. It is 11:02 on Como News Radio. So glad you could join us this morning on the Como News Network. I'm Jennifer Harriman with your top local stories of this hour. Bainbridge police and the Coast Guard are searching for a missing kayaker in Blakely Harbor this morning. The kayaker abandoned his kayak around 10:30 p.m. Friday night when it started taking on water. His friend said he also abandoned his life jacket while attempting to swim ashore. The Coast Guard's Lieutenant Rob Wells says it's now more about the man's chance of survival in the frigid waters.
You have functional and you have survivability. Survivability is obvious, you know, hypothermia is already taken into effect and everything else, but you're still somehow above water.
Wells also tells us they've expanded that search to the north. Drivers of two cars involved in a head-on collision on the Mount Baker Highway in Whatcom County are dead. The State Patrol says a man was driving recklessly and making erratic passes last night when he lost control and slammed into an oncoming car. A passenger was injured. The driver's names are being withheld pending notification of the family. Three people are killed and more than 50 others injured when a World War II-era fighter plane smashed into a box seat area at the Reno Air Races on Friday. One of the three killed was the plane's veteran pilot, Jimmy Leeward. Local pilot Rob Checkey said the plane just suddenly turned and dived toward the ground.
It sort of felt like Ichiro in the outfield waiting for a pop fly, not a ball, but the airplane was aiming right at me.
Reno Air Race's president Mike Houghton says Leeward lost control of the aircraft, but they're still not exactly sure how it happened. A judge says the Tacoma teacher strike is illegal but declined to levy sanctions against them for now. An attorney for the district argued that teachers should face fines.
Things have gone so far that principals' cars are getting vandalized, and as of a few minutes ago, I understand windows are being broken at district buildings.
The judge acknowledged that the situation has escalated but pushed any decisions on fines off until later this month. He told the courtroom that he could choose to fine teachers for each day they remain on strike, and he could make those fines retroactive. Negotiations continue. Cadaver dogs have drawn Utah police to the same spot over and over again where they say they found a shallow grave. But as Como 4's Lindsay Cohen reports, they still don't know if they'll find human remains and whether they will belong to Susan Powell.
The spot where teams have been searching is about 135 miles southwest of where Susan was last seen in December 2009. At that time of the year, investigators say the weather would have been bitter cold, the ground frozen solid. Wind and rain hampered their efforts, but police say they will remain on site until they sort through the dirt and the fragments they found.
They appear to be rock, but at the same time, what we've been told is, you know, when a bone is broken up into multiple pieces, they can sometimes be mistaken for pieces of rock.
Well, the spot that police are searching is about 30 miles from where Josh Powell told police he took his sons camping the night that Susan disappeared.
A Bureau of Land Management archaeologist confirmed that the dirt in the shallow grave was disturbed recently. Bad weather delayed the search Friday, but police will resume sifting through the dirt over the weekend.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
11:04, time to check on traffic with Judith Larson.
Well, the drive's not too bad in the Seattle area. Northbound 5 as you approach I-90, a little slow there. Westbound over the I-90 bridge, especially approaching Midspan, getting busier because the 520 bridge, of course, is closed. It sounds like they're sending a tow to the scene. Southbound 5 south of Spokane to evidently a disabled off on the shoulder. Tacoma's been a bit more of a challenge. The heavy rains there, and we've had one accident after another all morning. They're clearing most of them out of your way, but eastbound 16, we're dealing with some really heavy rain from 19th Street to I-5, and I think that's why traffic is just bunched up there. Also, if you're traveling about the Poulsbo area, Highway 3, both directions at Northeast Kinman Road, we've got trees, plural, in the road there, so be careful. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks, Elijah. Over to Theron Zahn now for a look at our wet weekend weather.
There will be soggy times this weekend as we keep a few light showers around this morning, more frequent later on in the day. Under mostly cloudy skies or highs today, they're going to be going to the low to mid 60s out there. And then on through your next couple days, a pretty soggy start to Sunday with a wetter system moving on through early on in the day on Sunday, then tapering off the showers in the afternoon. Highs again, low to mid 60s. Then we warm things up a touch on Monday and Tuesday as we're back to partly sunny. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
53 degrees in Tacoma, 57 in downtown Seattle. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. If you're just joining us, this is the show that uncovers your coolest kitchen, reveals your most beautiful boudoir, and rocks your rec room. Now, whether you're doing it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve all of your design dilemmas, from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Well, welcome back to our second hour of Inside Out. And I just want to share with you, if you've ever thought to yourself, I wish Tammy could just take a look at this picture and tell me what she thinks. Well, guess what? I will be at Bassett in Tukwila for their ginormous, I know that's not a word either, Jennifer,
there can be
ginormous tent sale that's going on today, and I'm going to be there from 1 to 3, and I was on the phone yesterday with the Kapitskis, who own the Bassett franchise here, and they said that they actually just decided to put into the tent sale some of the most gorgeous furniture, as well as liquidation items, but when they started going through it, they really didn't have anything that was really liquidation-esque. They just had gorgeous furniture and all this new furniture coming in and decided to just go for it. So if you've always wanted to get a gorgeous piece of Bassett furniture at about 70% off, you can do that today. But come join me and bring your pictures. Just take your camera phone. I can see it. And we can talk about your ugly space. And I'll be there from 1 to 3. It should be fun. And right now, we're going to transition as we're talking about ugly things today, because this is one of my very favorite subjects, which are ugly powder rooms and ugly bathrooms and quick fixes for those ugly rooms. And when I say quick, we can come up with all different kinds of solutions today. But with me today, my guest is from Mr. Handyman, Mike Potras. And I bet I pronounced that incorrectly.
No, you did really well.
Right on the money. Oh, good. Yeah. Mike, you've been on before, and I just love having you as a guest. And I want to give out our phone numbers because you can talk about all different kinds of fix-it things today. We're going to start out by focusing on powder rooms and bathrooms, but I mean, you're the guy who knows how to fix just about darn near everything. And so I want to give out these numbers so people can talk to Mr. Handyman.
Absolutely. Our local number is 206-421-1000, but you can also call us toll-free, and that number is 877-397-5600. 66 or just dial 877-397-COMO.
Well, okay, this is really fortuitous that you're here. And the reason it is because here's what happens. It starts about now where people start talking to their relatives and the conversation goes something like this. Where are we going to spend the holidays? Okay, well, why don't you get on a plane and fly out and come stay with us? We've always wanted to have you here. And then after you hang up the phone, you look around and go, oh, geez, we better do something about the guest bathroom, or we better do something about the main bathroom that everybody's going to be using. And that's when what happens is what I refer to as the $20,000 faucet.
That's very true.
It is so true, Mike. You know I'm right. It's a $20,000 faucet. So you go to Home Depot and you go, okay, well, first of all, let's just replace the faucet. So there you are in the Home Depot aisle, and you're looking for a faucet because that one, you know, the plastic handle broke, and you're dealing with it, turning it on and off with a washcloth, or it's got that lovely green ring around it. And then you think, okay, well, while I'm here, I'll get a vanity. Then you go home with those two items, and, you know, that sets you back maybe a couple hundred bucks. But now there's a ring around where the old vanity and the pedestal sink now don't match up. And you think, well, you know, why don't we retile? Well, while we're doing this, we should replace that toilet because that thing leaks all, you know, makes that noise all night. And here we go, $20,000 later and no plan, or they could just call Mr. Handyman.
There you go. That's definitely the... definitely a great scenario. I mean, we see that very typically. People will tear out a bunch of stuff and they'll think, have great intentions, and then really struggle getting it back together with, you know, with some kind of a plan. And
yeah,
and
the
so
road.
It becomes piecemealed instead of
exactly.
Of a real
so. The road to Hades is paved with good intentions.
Yes, it is.
And pretty paint.
And pretty paint. We are already getting calls for you. And we're going to get right into those phone calls and give some quick tips on bathroom makeovers when we come back. And can we give out the numbers one more time?
Absolutely. Our local number is 206-421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, so many people look around their home and you know what you have. You have appliances that don't function. You know what that sound of that oven door is creaking. You know that you have burners that don't work. And more importantly, your cabinets don't function. You have things shoved way back in the corner and nothing about that kitchen puts you in a happy place. And I'll bet if you took a look around your master bathroom, you thought to yourself, you know what? This is not a place of respite. I want one of those spa-like master suites. Well, you only have to make one phone call and you could probably afford both and end up with the luxury kitchen and bathroom of your dreams. And all you have to do is call soundkitchenandbath.com because soundkitchenandbath.com has taken out the middleman on absolutely everything. They have gorgeous custom cabinetry. They have the finest designers. And I really mean this. These are friends of mine that I've worked with for over a decade that now work together at soundkitchenandbath.com, and they don't charge you for their professional design services. The markup is just tiny, and the way that Sound Kitchen and Bath makes it is they don't have these huge hundreds of thousands of dollars in a luxury showroom that you pay for. Sound Kitchen and Bath comes out to your home. Yes, they do have small showrooms. You can see the quality of their cabinetry, but they design a kitchen and bathroom that functions. Most people end up with about 50% more storage in their kitchen when they call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Doesn't matter, small condo all the way to the luxury home of your dreams. Builders, remodelers love Sound Kitchen. SoundKitchenandBath.com. I believed in this company so much, I invested in the company. Sound Kitchen and Bath, SoundKitchenandBath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
11:14 on Como News Radio. Judith, how's that traffic?
Well, it's a lot better than it was earlier. In fact, I should mention in the Polesbowl area, they just cleared trees that were blocking parts of the road, both directions of Highway 3 at Northeast Kinman Road. So that's good. We're back to speed there. Looking a little better in Tacoma, they cleared most of the accidents out of your way, but we're still dealing with really heavy traffic plus heavy rain, meaning delays. Eastbound 16, more or less between 19th and I-5. And it's getting a little crowded heading north on I-5 approaching Yesler. And, of course, the 520 bridge is closed for the weekend. So factor that into your commute because the I-90 bridge is going to get real crowded as we get a little later into the day. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Over to Theron Zahn now. He says there's some rain in the forecast for the weekend.
There will be soggy times this weekend as we keep a few light showers around this morning, more frequent later on in the day. Under mostly cloudy skies or highs today, they're going to be going to the low to mid-60s out there. And then on through your next couple days, a pretty soggy start to Sunday with a wetter system moving on through early on in the day on Sunday, then tapering off the showers in the afternoon. Highs again, low to mid-60s. Then we warm things up a touch on Monday and Tuesday as we're back to partly sunny. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. We have rain and 53 degrees in Tacoma, 57 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our special in-studio guest today, Mike Potratz of Mr. Handyman, taking your questions at 206-421-1000. Also, our toll-free number, 877-397-COMO.
Welcome back, and our phone lines are lighting up. Our subject that we're going to start talking about with Mr. Handyman, Mike Potratz, is actually about ugly bathrooms and bathroom makeovers, and apparently there are a lot of you with ugly bathrooms because the phone lines are just lighting up. Let's go to Michelle in Bellevue.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, hi, Tammy.
Hi, sweetie. What's going on with you're actually a friend of mine.
Yes.
So how come you've never told me you have schmutz on your bathroom?
Well, it's embarrassing because it's been sitting there I travel quite a bit between two houses. So it's been sitting there for a good year, and I haven't addressed it between all of Jonah's basketball and everything. But he's got green mold in the top around a shower in the tile at all. The shower is in perfect shape. Mold on the wallpaper.
Okay.
And I've just been trying to decide between replacing the wallpaper, which is a very kind of neutral wallpaper, and picking another neutral wallpaper or repainting it. The only issue about I thought about repainting it and removing it and repainting it is that his bedroom is like a gray blue. And I don't want to paint his bathroom a gray blue because in 3 years we want to sell the house. And I'm going to end up in 3 years repainting his bedroom just a neutral kind of some shade of white. Not white, but a neutral color.
Right.
And that's why I thought, should I go with a neutral kind of wallpaper or a neutral paint in his room? Because the bathroom is not very big. It's like a master suite that he kind of has downstairs. You know, the bathroom's attached.
Exactly. Well, let's talk, first of all, because right before we took your call, one of the things I said to Mike is I said, this is not just a question that's about the wallpaper itself and the fact that it's not on the tile. It really doesn't matter where the mold grew. It matters that the mold grew. And I think that one of the first things that we have to acknowledge is that there's a ventilation problem in that bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you have mold, that's indicative of a greater problem than just what you see on the surface. And you've got to deal with, perhaps it sounds like in this situation, there's got to be a ventilation issue where you're not getting the moisture out of the air when somebody's using the shower or whatever. And it typically causes the mold issue to start.
So. Michelle, let me ask you a quick question. So how old is the house? I should know the answer to this, but I don't.
Well, it's 13 years, and the problem was Johnny had my 24-year-old had the bedroom, that nice big-sized bedroom bathroom earlier, and he was really good about turning on the great ventilation for years, never had a problem. And then Jonah then moved in when Johnny went off to college, and never turned on the vent. Now he's really good about turning on the vent. But in the meantime...
Okay. So it sounds like you've rectified the behavioral issue. Jonah's a kid, not going to throw him under the bus. But it sounds like, no, really, because if you have fans, I also want to point out, Mike, and I think you guys replace fans, if people are seeing these problems, all fans are not created equal.
That's very true. And especially if there's some age, you know, related with the fan, they lose their capacity to be able to move the air and get the moisture out of the room. So, or they can be just plugged too. You know, I mean,
exactly. You know, another thing that you can do with kids, also you can put motion sensors on some of these things. And so then the fan just automatically turns on.
Yeah. And you can also put a humidity control in place of a regular switch. So it'll actually measure the humidity in the air, turn the fan on and off as needed automatically.
I did not know that.
Ooh, a smart bathroom.
Bathroom so that therefore it just turns on. See, I think a lot of people should have those.
Yeah, and I actually have one in my house. I have it in conjunction with the switch so I can turn it on and off, but it also if it detects that there's excess humidity, it'll turn the fan on. So.
See, I think that's a great suggestion. Now, going back to Michelle's question about what she should do, and here's what I would do is I'd get the wallpaper off.
Absolutely.
In 13 years, that's going to be a strippable wallpaper, so it's going to come off easy. And comparatively speaking, for something that is 20-some years old when wallpapers were not strippable. But then really what I would be looking at is a neutral shade of paint. And if you don't know, then what I always tell people, it's $100 to have Robin Daly or one of her cohorts from Daly's come out and give you a paint consultation. And then, you know, in this case with Michelle, she's thinking about selling the house in 3 years. Just go ahead and identify what the walls will be in the next room. Go ahead and pick out the paint colors now so you have them coordinated. It'll be a good neutral today, and you'll know what the neutral will be in the future, and the paint colors will be all identified and waiting for you. So we've just solved the world's problems and mold.
There you go.
And our phone lines are just jamming.
The numbers to call are 206-421-1000 or toll-free at 877-397-5666. It's a free call, and lots of people are using it, so get your calls in quickly. We've got to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back with more Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
There's a huge tent sale going on today at Bassett in South Center. Save up to 70% on closeouts, discontinued items, and floor samples from all Bassett stores in the Seattle area. Bassett must make room for new collections arriving soon. Bedroom and dining room furniture, sofas, chairs, sectionals, area rugs, and more. Up to 70% off. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save on quality Bassett furniture. Today and tomorrow only under the big tent at Bassett Showroom on South 180th Street in South Center.
Bassett. Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA's system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It's 11:24. Let's check on traffic with Judith Larson.
Well, and before I forget to mention this, admittedly, I forgot in the last report, we've got the 11:15 departure from Port Townsend delayed. They're having some kind of engine problems with a vessel on the Port Townsend-Coopville run. So if you're wondering what happened, you've got a little delay there. Northbound 5 northbound State Route 167 approaching State Route 410. We got a new accident. Evidently, a car ran off the road and into the ditch. Troopers are on their way there. Certainly snow heading north on I-5 between the two lake bridges. And of course, speaking of those bridges, the 520 bridge is closed all weekend. In Tacoma, eastbound State Route 16, more or less between 19th and I-5. We've got real heavy traffic and heavy rain just delaying folks there. Also northbound 5, we're also stacking up as you approach Tacoma Dome as well. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Weather today, well, it's already soggy in spots, especially Tacoma, but otherwise the rest of us can look for scattered showers today and highs to reach the mid-60s tonight. Our overnight lows will be in the low 50s, and tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and highs will be in the upper 60s. Right now, it's raining in Tacoma, 53 degrees there, also raining in Everett, 55, and in Seattle, it's 57 degrees. 11:26 on Como News Radio. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We are taking your calls. We recommend that you call quickly and we'll get to as many as possible. Those numbers are 421-1000. That's area code 206. You can also call us toll free. And that number is 877-397-COMO.
We're talking about ugly bathrooms today with Mike Potratz, and he is with Mr. Handyman. And our phone lines are just jamming with people who, obviously, there's a lot of ugly bathrooms that need a makeover out there, and they need suggestions on how to fix something or how it could be fixed. But I also want to share with you, before we get to our calls, I'm going to be at Bassett today from 1 until 3. So turn that car around, head to Tukwila, and bring me photos of your ugly rooms. I really want to see for myself, how ugly is it? Or you can just come and describe your problem, or we can discuss anything that you would like. I'm going to be there from 1 until 3 at the tent sale at Bassett. Seriously, I was on the phone with them yesterday. They're liquidating crazy things at crazy prices. So about 70% off. Of wow. Gorgeous furniture. Let's go to Kathy in Bremerton. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Mike. I have a huge issue. I rent a small house that has a very small bathroom.
Okay.
And it's so old that the bottom of the shower is concrete. And my landlord painted the concrete in the bottom of the shower, and the
paint is
coming up. And I don't know what to do to fix it. It looks atrocious, but it's just one of those things where I can't pull out the shower because it's actually not mine. And so I'm kind of in a dilemma, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, and I have a question for you, which is how big a budget are you on?
Well, I'm a single mom, and I'm in a master's program, so I don't have that big of a budget.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to figure it out so that we can come up with a solution you can afford. Mike, you may have a solution for her.
You know, that's a really tough one, and we see that pretty frequently, especially in older rentals. You get the concrete pan, and it's really tough to do anything with. Somebody along the line decided, hey, let's try painting this. You get the issue of it peeling off. You know, really the only way to really fix it right is to get somebody in there and to tile that base of that, you know, with some good ceramic tile and seal it up that way. There isn't really a good solution, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would say to you, though, Kathy, is the fact that this is an area where I do embrace the box store, because you can get the little 1x1s or 2x2 tiles in the mesh. And they will actually teach you how to seal off that chipping paint so that you can get it off as best you can and scrape it off. And even though it's going to be ugly, it's going to be okay because it'll be covered up with the tile. You just have to make sure you've got something so that the thin set can set. That's what
Absolutely.
You affix the tile to the floor of it. And, you know, at a tiles for less or at a box store, you can get those. They come in 12 by 12 sheets, 12 inches by 12 inches, and they're 1x1 or 2x2 tiles. And seriously, they're like 10, 12 bucks a sheet. So it won't cost you that much. And they teach classes at Home Depot, I know for sure.
Yes, they do.
On how to set tile. And I've taken the class myself. I took it as a single mom. My husband and I did it just for fun one time, and we came out tiling fools. So, you know, there's a suggestion, yeah. And you can afford that.
Thanks for the call, Kathy. We're coming up against our break, but we're going to talk to ABC News and then come right back and take more of your calls, answer more of your questions. 206-421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-KOMO. Stick around for ABC News headlines.
Near Utah's Topaz Mountain, a search has resumed for Susan Powell, a woman who disappeared almost 2 years ago. Cadaver dogs indicated the possibility of human remains at what appears to be a shallow gravesite. Sergeant Mike Powell of the West Valley City Police says stormy weather on Friday forced a suspension of the search.
Mud and other factors because of the rain yesterday and throughout the night does create a little bit of an obstacle, but we're working through that.
Federal investigators are at the scene of a deadly crash during the National Championship Air Races in Reno, Nevada. A P-51 Mustang went out of control and nosedived into a crowded grandstand. 3 people, including the pilot, killed, more than 50 others injured. Former 3-term Illinois Senator Chuck Percy has died in Washington at age 91 after battling Alzheimer's disease. And Kara Kennedy, daughter of late Senator Edward Kennedy, died of an apparent heart attack at a health club in the Washington, D.C. area. Kara Kennedy was 51. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
11:31 on Como News Radio. Thanks so much for joining us on the Como News Network. I'm Jennifer Harriman with this hour's top local stories. A former University of Washington football player is headed to jail for another year after being convicted of drunk driving for the 6th time.
The Seattle Times reports that former Husky standout and NFL defensive lineman Reggie Rogers was arrested this last time in November in Tacoma. He'll be serving time for his latest crime after he finishes the remainder of a 2-year sentence for a 2009 conviction. Rogers was drafted in the first round by the Detroit Lions in 1987. The following year, he ran a red light while driving drunk and slammed into another car, killing 3 teenage boys. He spent a year in prison for that. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
A man is in jail accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill a Thurston County judge. Detectives say James Burnett wrote a letter offering drugs to someone as payment for killing the judge responsible for his sentencing. They say there is no evidence that anyone has actually tried to hurt the judge. People living in Seattle's International District are not about to let someone continue to terrorize people in Hinghe Park. Someone has been shooting BB gun air pellets from an apartment window at people in the park. But Nora Chan says they're fighting back.
The whole community decided that we will work together and raise the money and put up the camera in the hotspot.
Chan's civic group has raised more than $86,000 for cameras to cover the neighborhood, especially the part of Hinghe Park that's under attack. A grizzly bear killed a hunter during an attack on the Idaho-Montana border on Friday. His hunting partner shot and killed the bear, which actually violates federal law as grizzlies are on the threatened species list. No word from authorities on whether the man who killed the bear will be charged. This is the 3rd deadly grizzly attack since July. 165,000, that's about the number of drivers who need to find an alternate route because of the 520 bridge closure for the whole weekend. Como Sue Romero has the story.
It's happening again for construction. The 520 bridge will be closed between Motlick Boulevard and 405 until Monday morning at 5. And to add to the expected congestion,
we've got Mariners and Sounders games. We've got a St. Demetrios Greek festival over in the Motlick area, both Saturday and Sunday.
Jeff Schweitzer is with the state DOT.
We know that closing the highways frustrating and inconvenient for drivers. That's why we're only doing it on the weekends, because we need to make sure that this bridge is open for commute traffic during the weekdays.
He says there are many more 520 closures in the future. The ongoing projects are scheduled into 2014. Sue Romero, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
11:34, time to check on traffic, and here's Judith Larson.
Well, we are getting more problems as we clear some, others crop up. We got a new problem. I'm not sure if it's a fire response or an actual accident involving a fire. Southbound 5 at Tully's, and it's affecting the ability to exit to the West Seattle Freeway. By the way, more problems on the ferry Coopville Port Townsend run. Now they've actually canceled the noon departure from Coopville, so stay tuned on that. They're having engine problems with the vessel that's handling that route. We're still slowing northbound 5 between the two lake bridges, and do remember the 520 bridge is closed all weekend. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Over to Theron Zahn for our latest soggy forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies today. Showers at times. They'll be light in the morning and more frequent in the afternoon because we're getting ready for a soggy system to show up overnight. Our highs today, we're only going to hold low to mid-60s for our highs, so definitely cooler than where we have been. Over the next couple days, keep it very soggy for the start of your Sunday. Taper off the showers a bit in the afternoon for Sunday. Our temperatures again in that same range of lower to mid-60s. A touch warmer during the work week as we bring back some more sun breaks. Dry weather for Monday and Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
53 degrees in Tacoma, 55 in downtown Seattle at 11:35. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our special in-studio guest is Mike Potratz with Mr. Handyman. And we were talking about fixing ugly bathrooms.
We are, and certainly Mr. Handyman is the expert. Mike Potratz is with us, and he is going to be answering your questions when it comes to how to fix your ugly bathroom. He's working for you for free here. And then always, of course, Mr. Handyman can come out and fix it for you. But today, I'm working for you for free. I'm going to be showing up at Bassett, and I'm going to be there from 1 until 3 at their tent sale. This was kind of an impromptu thing. They are having a tent sale because they have all this furniture coming in and decided to make some changes on some of the styles they're going to be representing. And so the gorgeous furniture that's been on the floor, a lot of it is going to be in the tent sale today. Much of it at savings, right at 70% off. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm going to be there from 1 to 3 in Tukwila at Bassett. So come join me, and you can ask me face-to-face all your ugly home improvement questions. Right now, let's go to Penny. I can't figure this one out, Penny. You're going to have to explain this to me. You want to raise the threshold on your shower.
Yes, ma'am. And I also have a follow-on question for that lady that was with the ugly concrete floor in the bathroom where she was going to take a tiling class and put in the tile. I have a quick question. If you put in those little tiles, what would that do to the shower's ability to drain? Would that just raise that so that you might end up with water sitting around? Or can you put an extension on the drain so it comes, or do you have to drill down or something so that the water still drains?
Mike can answer that.
No, that's absolutely a good question. You do have to be careful that you don't raise it too far, but the thickness of the thin set in the tile is pretty minimal, and
just
taper it down into the center of the shower. Make sure it's sealed good with grout or some kind of grout sealer there.
Because I know someone with that problem, and I thought, what is she going to end up then with water that won't go down the drain?
No.
Okay.
And they can teach you specifically how to do it at Home Depot.
Will, yeah.
Or you can have Mr. Handyman do it for you, and then it will drain. But anyway, you have a specific question. Go ahead.
We have your standard relatively small master bathroom that does not allow for a swing-out shower door. So we must have sliding shower doors.
Okay.
And a frame. And the threshold of the shower is only, it's just a standard fiberglass tub enclosure with a 4-inch threshold that then you set the frame on with the sliding glass doors. I've got a tall husband, and every time he goes to get in the shower, he's whacking his head. And I didn't know if it was possible to take that frame with the glass out, set it outside, put something on top of that 4-inch threshold, like glass block or something, and then reinstall the shower door frame.
That's a good question.
Can you do that?
Well, I'm sure that there's options, like you said, the glass block or that kind of a thing. I'd be a little bit concerned about putting too much weight there on that fiberglass, shower curb. It would probably be fine, but, you know, without actually seeing it, physically seeing it and getting better visualization, it's hard to imagine, you know, what would be the best option for you.
Or did you have any other possible suggestions?
Well, I mean, you could build the curb up even with some wood and then tile over the top of the wood. But again, you know that would actually be a better solution than the glass block. You just have to make sure you use a good treated material.
What about like Weddy board too? You know, the Weddy blocks,
that would probably be fine too. Anything like that. You just got to make sure.
What the heck is that?
Explain what that is.
I'm not sure of that particular brand.
Okay, well, there are products like it, and what it is it's a material that you cut up to make shower pans.
Oh.
And it's lightweight.
That's very true. Yeah, that would probably be a better option, actually, because it's very lightweight and it's completely waterproof.
And it's waterproof, yeah. And it comes by different names, but there's one in particular that's kind of called Weddy. And don't ask me how to spell it because I don't know. But it's something that it's lightweight, and they use it to make custom shower pans. And so I'm thinking you could – I mean, I almost think it's like styrofoam. You can cut it.
It's very similar to styrofoam, yeah.
But it's more dense.
Yeah, the brand we've actually worked with in the past is called Tile Ready Shower Pans. They make curbs and different things. So you might just go on and Google Tile Ready.
Yeah.
Tile ready shower pans and see what you can come up with there. You might come up with a good solution.
And if not, I'd make a suggestion, which is you could just call Mr. Handyman and it sounds like he could fix it. Okay. So, we're getting lots of bathroom makeover questions for Mr. Handyman. Our phone lines are lighting up. Can we give out those numbers one more time?
The numbers are locally 206-421-1000, or you can call toll free, and that number is 877-397-5666, which spells Como. And we'll be right back with more of your questions after traffic and weather.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. guttergloveusa.net.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
There's a huge tent sale going on today at Bassett in South Center.
Save up to 70% on closeouts, discontinued items, and floor samples from all Bassett stores in the Seattle area. Bassett must make room for new collections arriving soon.
Bedroom and dining room furniture, sofas, chairs, sectionals, area rugs, and more. Up to 70% off.
Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save on quality Bassett furniture.
Today and tomorrow only under the big tent at Bassett Showroom on South 180th Street in South Center.
Bassett.
Como News Radio.
Como News Radio has your chance to win free VIP passes to a special screening of Moneyball starring Brad Pitt from Columbia Pictures, Thursday night the 22nd at Pacific Place.
You guys are talking the same old nonsense. Got to think different.
Enter to win VIP passes right now. Just go to comonews.com and click on Como News Radio for the contest section, or pick up general passes at Fisher Plaza in the shadow of the Space Needle while supplies last. Moneyball, rated PG-13. Click comonews.com.
Como News Radio.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. A long, dark, soggy stretch of painful months trapped indoors. Now you look at your patio, your deck, your fence, and you're dreaming of leisure. And you know what that means, mister.
It's time to get handy, man. But if you hear Mr. and you think of your dad, you say, I'm not handy, or you're hardly a man at all, you're fine. Got you covered. With Mr. Capable, Mr. Ready, Mr. Perfect, Mr. Handyman. Right now, get Mr. Handyman on your project for 6 hours and get a seventh hour free, so you can really sit back and sip on whatever fruity drink might be in your cup. Mr. Handyman can replace your deck, stain handrails, pressure wash, build a patio or a new walkway, all the stuff you'll never get done by yourself. So call Mr. Handyman today. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire for six, get your seventh hour free. Mr. Handyman has it covered with the know-how and skills to get it finished on time, done right, guaranteed.
Call 877-MR-HANDYMAN. That's 877-MR-HANDYMAN. MrHandyman.com.
It's 1144 on Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's talk to Judith Larson about traffic.
Well, we'll tell you, Jennifer, that the 520 bridge is closed, still closed, and it'll be closed until your commute gets underway on Monday morning. That means the I-90 bridge is going to be busy today, and it's already a little bit heading in the westbound direction anyway. We're dealing with an accident westbound I-90, more or less near West Lake Sammamish Way, but I think we got a tow on the way, so and I don't even think it's blocking. Northbound 5 at Yesler, we're certainly congested, and we got a medical emergency. We thought it was by Tully's. It's actually at Airport Way South and South Bay Street. That's just north of Lander. Might be blocking. And then South 99 at South King Street. We've got the right lane closed for road work. And a reminder that on the Port Townsend and Coopville run, they're having some kind of mechanical problem with a vessel there. That's why your noon boat from Coopville has been canceled. And they don't know when they're going to resume service yet. So we'll keep you posted. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. A wet forecast ahead for the rest of the weekend. Here's Theron Zahn with more.
This weekend, as we keep a few light showers around this morning, more frequent later on in the day. Under mostly cloudy skies, our highs today, they're going to be going to the low to mid 60s out there. And then on through your next couple days, a pretty soggy start to Sunday with a wetter system moving on through early on in the day on Sunday, then tapering off the showers in the afternoon. Highs again, low to mid 60s. Then we warm things up a touch on Monday and Tuesday as we're back to partly sunny. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
In Tacoma, raining in 53, also raining in Everett, 55 degrees, 57 in downtown Seattle. Como News time is 11:46. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, along with our special in-studio guest, Mr. Handyman Mike Potratz. So if you have questions about fixing things in your ugly bathroom, the number to call is 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
I have to tell you, Mr. Handyman is really, if you have an ugly bathroom or really anything wrong with your house, you have that honey-do list that just did not get done the way you thought it would this summer. These are the people you want to call. But right now, Mr. Handyman's working for you for free. So you can ask your home improvement questions from him. And he'll give you his advice. Mike Potratz is with us from Mr. Handyman. But we're really focused on ugly bathrooms. And man, our phone lines are just lighting up. And I want to get to Pat in Seattle. Welcome, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Did we lose?
Oh, I guess we've lost Pat.
We lost Pat in Seattle. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because this has to do with an ugly powder room question in my own home. And well, okay, it has to.
So you're looking for free advice?
All right. Well, fine.
Free is the right price.
I know. Okay. Well, fine.
That's fine.
There you go. Okay. Well, it's kind of a decorator designer question.
Okay.
And this has to do with wanting to put in the more clear shower doors. Because, you know, in a lot of the dated houses, what they have are those, well, you know, they're kind of the doors that have a an opaque look to them.
Okay.
So it dates the house.
Definitely.
So you want the clear door. But I also want the clear door that swings both directions. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. So what I want to know is those clear doors that swing both directions. And then also, I've got a wall in my bathroom that I would really like to, the shower wall. I'd like to take it out and just make it a clear glass shower so that it makes the bathroom look bigger because
Definitely.
It's a small bathroom. So can you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay. Well, tell me about that because, you know, that's one of the things I was looking at this and I'm doing some remodeling in my own house. And actually, you guys are going to show up and do it. But I was going to ask you when you were at my house, so I'm just going to ask you now, can I take out that solid wall and can I make that one of those very updated? Because this was a bathroom that was built in, 1980s. Can we make that more updated in the 21st century? I don't know.
They make some great solid glass shower enclosures, two, even three sides, now that some of them are even almost, they look frameless in a sense, so you don't have a lot of
That's
frame
what I'm looking
showing,
for.
Which gives it the real modern look. You can, truthfully, the best thing to do is visit a glass shop. You know, there's all over the sound here, there's different glass shops, and they can you can pick up a brochure of all the different styles and options that there are for those kind of enclosures. Amazing difference what it'll do for the size feel of the bathroom when you walk in, and it with the glass enclosure on two sides, it'll just make it feel more roomy. And
well, and see, the other thing is too, on the shower, it's like in my old house, we had one of these shower doors that went both directions, but mm-hmm. the shower was much, much bigger. And so it's a question when you guys come out, you know, can it swing in? Can it swing out?
Sure.
And we'll have to talk about that. But then I really wanted to get rid of this ugly, solid wall in there. And more than anything else, you know, just to make it feel bigger. But I thought, I don't know if there's something I'm missing. Because here's the other thing. I'm probably going to have to change the direction that the plumbing comes in. That
okay.
could be. So do you guys do that?
Well, typically we don't. We can do the construction portion of tearing out the wall and that kind of things. But, you know, when it comes to changing out the faucet, we're going to need to get a plumber there to do
the actual plumbing
portion of it. Yeah, but you can move. The plumbing fixtures can be moved anywhere you need to move them. That's generally not an issue.
Because when I was looking at this, I thought to myself, can they make this from, and I thought, is there something I'm missing on this? Because I should know the answer to this. And I thought, I'm just going to ask Mike when we're there. We're going to be wrapping up and going out to a break here. And when we come back, we'll get to our calls.
206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels.
If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality. and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daily's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture, custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Como News Time is 11:54.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
So, Judith, is it snarly out there?
It's not as bad as it was, although with the 520 bridge being closed all weekend, it's backing up a little bit, heading west over the I-90 bridge and getting a little crowded heading north on I-5 between the two bridges. And again, I want to remind folks that we got some problems on the Port Townsend Coopville run. The noon boat from Coopville, they had to cancel it, and we don't know when they're resuming service because of engine problems. This brought to you by DeVry University. It's proud to announce the opening of their new center in Linwood. To learn more about career-focused bachelor's or master's programs, visit devry.edu/Seattle. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Let's go over to Theron Zahn for a check of our weekend weather forecast. It is looking pretty soggy.
Times this weekend as we keep a few light showers around this morning, more frequent later on in the day. Under mostly cloudy skies or highs today, they're going to be going to the low to mid 60s out there. And then on through your next couple days, a pretty soggy start to Sunday with a wetter system moving on through early on in the day on Sunday, then tapering off the showers in the afternoon. Highs again low to mid 60s. Then we warm things up a touch on Monday and Tuesday as we're back to partly sunny. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. 53 degrees in Tacoma with rain 55 in downtown Seattle. It's 11:55 on Como News Radio. If you're just joining us, this is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, our special in-studio guest, Mike Potratz of Mr. Handyman, and we have learned a lot today about fixing up ugly bathrooms. But there's still more to go.
There is a ton more to go, but we are going to run out of time. So I'm going to go to Joyce in Kingston very quickly. Hi, Joyce.
I guess we have lost Joyce
okay.
as well.
She had a good question, though, because I know I'm going to get emails about this. I'm gonna sum up for Joyce. What Joyce's question was, she wanted to know specifically the type of brand of the fan that you had mentioned that actually detects the humidity in the bathroom and turns on automatically. And we were talking about an earlier caller. And you had stated it's not really a brand. What is it?
Well, it's not really a brand, and it's not really the fan. It's actually a humidity detector switch so that it measures the humidity in the air and it automatically turns the fan on and off. So there's two options. You can stick it in where your regular switch is, wire it right in place, or as I did, I put it on in a separate box alongside of my regular switch. So I can turn it on manually or I can put it on automatic and allow it to come on and off as the humidity in the air decreases.
And Mr. Handyman has an association with Handy Electric.
Exactly. Yes.
So when you're calling Mr. Handyman, I want everybody to know this, for these bathroom makeovers, you guys have a formidable program on this.
Yes, we do.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but you're going to be partnering with my folks at Sound Kitchen and Bath and Vanities and so forth and so on are going to be available.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we're going to be working together on bathroom makeovers with Sound Kitchen and Bath and Mr. Handyman. And I just really want to thank Mr. Handyman. That would be you today, Mike Potter, for coming in and for all of your home improvement questions like this. Mr. Handyman, they're my handyman. They can come out to your home and you can just simply go to MrHandyman.com, and they also have a phone number, which is 253-250-0850, but they also have phone numbers available in your area by just simply going to MrHandyman.com. And I want to thank you, Mike, for coming in and taking your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And I want to take a moment, if I can, for something rather personal and change gears just a little bit. And that is, I want to thank you, Jennifer, and Art's not here today, and I would like to personally thank Art for assisting my husband Guy and I last week with our 9/11 show that we remembered 9/11, and my husband Guy and I survived the attack on the World Trade Center as we were in the Millennium Hilton directly across the street. And we were able to recount that, and I received over 100 emails from people with comments on the story that Como 4 News did on it. And you can go to Como News com, and you can Google it, and you can also listen to the audio. It's still available of the show, and I've gotten so many comments about that program, and I cannot thank Fisher Broadcasting enough for allowing us to put that together. Charlie Harger, that's a show he produced, and you were able to sit in here with us, and I'm just most grateful and for everyone, and I just want to say a major thank you also, because you know there are so many people that as a result of 9/11, their lives have been changed. And for those of you who are family members or you yourself are veterans who've showed up and raised a hand and served our country after that war broke out at my feet, I can't thank you enough. My life has certainly been changed, and that's why, you know, everything I do, we try to provide jobs for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's important that we remembered. And I just also want to state that today I am, as my grandmother would always say, she said, you can choose to be better, not bitter. And I'm better. And I'm very grateful for all the people here at Fisher that have been my family, for all of your kind words, and people have approached me even at the gym I work out at to acknowledge the program. So I know that's going to do it for us today. And I'd just like to remind everyone, please make those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. And join me at Bassett Furniture in Tukwila. I'm going to be there from 1 to 3 today. And we can hug up close and personal. I'm a hugger. So come
<true. laughs>
see me at Bassett in Tukwila. I'll be there from 1 to 3.
And we'll see you next week.